Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus our Lord and Good evening, my love. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Loving the Lord Thursday. I just love my Father because He is amazing. Hallelujah. God has continued to show me so many different things. God has continued to show me so many different layers of Him, and I love Him because He chose me to see. He chose me to understand, and He's given me the faith to continue to go on no matter how things look. He's continued to give me the faith to walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. To not look at the things, but to believe in who I believe in. Hallelujah. Knowing God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hallelujah. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, and my Father has given me a gift of faith, and I thank Him for that. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over heal and strengthen us, Lord God. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. I ask you to touch the sick tonight, Father God. Touch them in a special way, hallelujah. The ones that's sick in their minds, the ones that's sick in their body, the ones that's sick in their will, Father God. The ones that's walking out their own will, but they think they're walking in your will, Father God. Turn their hearts to get understanding. Turn their minds to seek you, Father God. Give them the strength to see where they fall short and they repent to come back to you, Father God, because we long to live out your will, Father God, but we only can do it if we step by step in your will, by your grace, and guided by your hand, Father God. We love you, hallelujah. We ask you to decrease us so you can increase. Let the Holy Spirit have his way, Father God. Let your anointing rise inside of us, Father God, and let us do the work that you set forth for us to do, Father God. Give us the strength not to do nothing other but what you called us to do, Father God. Let us not do things to make man happy, but do things to please you, Father God, because we answer to you, Father God, and we do your will and your way and walk in your understanding and establish the things that you called us to establish. We will find favor in the sight of man and you, Father God. We love you and we thank you and we ask your will to be done in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for all that he is doing. Hallelujah. Praise your Father because he's so worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Thank God for sending Jesus, our Lord and Savior, to set us free. Thank God for doing the things that he have done for us, Father. Hallelujah. God saved you for today. God gave you understanding for today. Hallelujah. God revealed to you and showed you in a special way today that he's there with you. Hallelujah. So praise him. Hallelujah. Love on him. His love is unconditional. Hallelujah. You might not know how to love, but your Father is going to show you how to receive love and show you how to give love back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're still talking about the anointing. Hallelujah. And today's title is called Separated for Use. Hallelujah. Don't you know that you were separated for use? But we want to understand this distinguish between separated for use. Were you separated for God's use or were you separated for man's use? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we need to be able to understand, because sometimes there's so many opportunities that come and present themselves before you and it look good and you embrace it, but it's something that God that was put into place because man wanted you. It wasn't God's will for you to be put in that predicament, hallelujah, for you to be put in that position. See, I don't want to be placed nowhere where man want me. I only want to be placed where God ordained me to be, where God know my heart is able to receive and submit to him in the area. And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because when you're chasing after God's heart, that means you're submitted to him. Hallelujah. Jesus was a representation of God's heart because he seeked him in everything. He stayed into prayer. He spoke and said only what the Father called him to say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He was a representation of God's heart. David chased after God's heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we want to be in God's will. And when we're still in 1 Samuel, hallelujah, if you just read 1 Samuel, if you never read 1 Samuel, just read 1 Samuel, just eat on it and get all the things that you can get out of that, hallelujah, between Saul and David, and just get understanding of them and see how it applies to your life, because it's so many different layers in here. And we're going to talk about, I'm going to start at chapter 7 and we're going to end at chapter 10, but I'm not going to read everything. I'm just going to pull out little itsy-bitsy things, hallelujah. And in chapter 7, it's talking about when the Philistines came up against the children of Israel, and they were afraid. And the Lord had, Samuel had made a sacrifice to the Lord and had prayed to the Lord and cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard them. And in 10, it says, and Samuel was offering up a burnt offering. The Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered and great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfort them, and they were smitten before Israel. See, God, when you call out to him, God is the ones that fight your battle. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we want people to be there to fight with us, but it's really God that's fighting the battle. Hallelujah. Don't choose a man or a female to be there for you, a human to be there, and it's meant for God to be there to show you what it is. You need to cry out to him. When you cry out to God and let him know the problem that you're going through, he will send what you need. It's always him. One thing we need to understand, when someone is coming to be used by God, it's God sending them. But sometimes God just sends himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give you the revelation, understand, and show you the strength that's within you, what he placed in you, what he have already within you, because he lives inside of you and he walked in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when we go to 1 Samuel 8, and I'm going to start at verse number 5. Hallelujah. This is after the elders came to Samuel and told them that they wanted someone over them because Samuel's sons, hallelujah, were perverted. Hallelujah. They took bribes and they took things and they wasn't following after Samuel, so they didn't want them over them. And verse 5, it said, and said to him, behold, you are old and your sons walk not in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the things displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed to the Lord. See, it discomforted him when they asked for a king. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to judge us. Hallelujah. Because they said, your sons don't walk in your way. And the Lord said to Samuel, hearken to the voice of the people, all that they say, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, and I should not reign over them. According to the works which they have done since the day that I brought them out of Egypt, even to this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also you. Now therefore hearken to their voices, however, yet protest soundly to them and show them the manner of king that they shall reign over them. Hallelujah. So God told Samuel to give them what they wanted. They were not rejecting him because Samuel was feeling some type of way in his heart because they said they wanted a king to judge over them. And God was letting Samuel know that they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. Hallelujah. So give them what they want. Hallelujah. First they come and say that your son's not following in your way, and then they say they want a king. Hallelujah. Not realizing that God is the one that took them out of Egypt. God is the one that delivered them out of Egypt. Hallelujah. The reason they was to do the Passover to turn to tell all the generations after them what happened, how God delivered them from Egypt, how God delivered them out of the hand of Egypt and out of the hand of Egypt. Hallelujah. They were supposed to reveal to the next generation to tell them. They were supposed to testify about how God was there for them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God say hearken to them, but tell them the manner of what he's going to do. So when you finish chapter 8, it reads and it tells you, hallelujah, all the things that Saul was going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The king that they wanted. See, sometimes you choose the... And you really don't know what you're choosing. Hallelujah. You really don't know what you're choosing. And in verse 18 in chapter 8, it says, and you shall cry out that day because your king, which you shall have chosen, which you shall have chosen you, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us. Thus, we also may be like the nations, that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them to the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, hearken to their voices and make them a king. And Samuel said to the men of Israel, go, you every man to the city. Now, Samuel let them know that Samuel told them like the Lord told him. Tell them all the manners, the way in which he was sent forth, all the things that he was going to do to them. And he said, since you have cried out, the things that you have chosen. Now, Samuel let them know, this is a king that you have chosen. Hallelujah. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. Hallelujah. See, some of you are choosing things that is not of the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Lord will give it to you. Hallelujah. And you're wondering why he's not hearing you. He's not answering you. Hallelujah. Because you rejected him. You did not want his will, but you wanted a will that was perfect for you. You want what everyone else have. Hallelujah. See, some of us cannot go about walking out God's will like everybody else. I know I'm different, and I thank God for giving me the strength to be able to embrace it. Hallelujah. The way God teach me and does things through me is totally different than other people, and I'm okay with that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm okay with people judging and speaking on things about me that they know nothing about. Hallelujah. But I know I'm walking in my Father's will. Hallelujah. One thing my Father is showing me, that he's does things inside of me different than what he does to other people. Hallelujah. Because the only way you can be, to bring change, you have to be changed. And God is showing me the change that he called me to be. God is showing me the different things that I have to go through for the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To bring souls to him. And I'm okay with that because I know I'm walking in my Father's will. And I know I'm in his strength and I know he is the one to fight my battle. Hallelujah. So all the things that people come against me and try to do to try to destroy, they're not fighting me. They're fighting God. Hallelujah. That's why they have no victory. Even when it looks like I'm tired, I just cry out to my Father and he gives me the strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now when we go to chapter number 9, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and we start at verse number 15, hallelujah. This is when Samuel, Saul had came, and he was looking because some of his father's things had went lost, hallelujah, and he came looking, and they came, and he was talking to the men that went to him and said, is a man of God is here, a seer, hallelujah, because the prophets before time were called seers because they seen things, hallelujah, and this is one thing we need to understand. Before prophets, we called prophets, they were seers, hallelujah, and it say that the Saul didn't want to go at first because they didn't have nothing to give. But they finally, but one of the men that was with him say, we had a fourth of a piece of silver, a fourth part of a shekel of silver that we may give to the man of God to till our ways. Hallelujah. And a lot of people use that and twist that in crazy ways and say that you're supposed to bring prophet stuff to give for them to speak something to you. But they think about this, that Samuel was able to tell Saul exactly where the thing was. When they was bringing stuff to the prophets would tell you exactly what you needed to know because they were speaking the word of God. It says that when we talked about it yesterday, it said that none of his words ever fell to the ground. Samuel spoke everything that Samuel spoke, it came as a manifestation. It says that God's word does what it was sent forth to accomplish. Hallelujah. So when you come to a prophet and they tell you something, hallelujah, they are telling you exactly what you need to know so you can go and attain that thing. But nowadays, there's so many prophets that are just preaching that you're going to be prosperous and you're going to get this and you're going to get that. And people are not understanding, but they're not giving the details of what God is saying. God prophesies in details, and this is what he was doing before we even had the Spirit of God living inside of us. Hallelujah. Now we have more power and authority because God lives inside of us and he walks in us. Hallelujah. So the anointing teaches us. Hallelujah. And see, one thing God, my Father, is showing me that he reveals stuff to me. And at first, I used to be afraid to say something because I'm like, how do I know that this don't even make no sense? But God had revealed to me that it's not supposed to make sense to you, but you're supposed to speak it to them because this is a message for them. It's not a message for you. Hallelujah. Thank you. It's not meant for you to understand because when Samuel was born and Samuel was saying stuff, he didn't understand why God was saying, give them a king. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't understand. His heart was hurt, hallelujah, because he felt like they was rejecting him, but it wasn't him that was rejecting God, hallelujah, but God told him, hearken to their voices and do what they said to do, hallelujah, because I know the result. That's why I'm telling you everything that's going to happen to them, hallelujah, what they chosen is going to bring back forth to them, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to start speaking what God is saying, hallelujah, and just stop hyping people up and having itching ears, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Psalms, 1 Samuel 9:15, it read as, Now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, saying, tomorrow about this time I will send you a man out of the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people, because their cry is come to me. And when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said to him, behold, the man whom I speak to you of, the same shall reign over my people. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate, and said, tell me, I pray you, where the seer house is. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me to a high place, for you shall eat with me today and tomorrow, and I will let you go, and I will tell you all that is in your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when Samuel had already knew that Saul was coming, because the Lord revealed him to him. Hallelujah. See, you have to pay attention to the things that the Lord is saying to you. Hallelujah. Because some of you want to hear so much from a teacher and a pastor and a bishop, and you want them to confirm so many different things, but God is the one to give you confirmation, because God chosen you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of you don't want to step into the position that God called you to be in, because the man have not anointed you to be in the position. Hallelujah. But God anoints you. Samuel got put into the position of a prophet by God speaking to him. Hallelujah. It never says that he got anointed by Eli. It just says that God spoke to him. He said, here I am, Lord. Here your servant am. Hallelujah. And God got to speaking to him, and he was known as the prophet, and God grew strong inside of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Saul became called and Jesus met him on the road of Damascus, Jesus transformed him and told Ananias to go and anoint and go and speak to him and baptize him, and he was filled with the Spirit. But Jesus came unto him, and he went and did what he had to do. He didn't go to all the other apostles and get confirmation, but he walked and went where God called him to go to. Hallelujah. Because the anointing taught him. The Spirit of God taught him. Hallelujah. Some of you God is speaking to. Really, God speaks to all of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God has certain people in certain seasons where they be up under people. But some, just like it was prophets and it was people and strong men and women in here that grew up and God taught them, just like Moses. Moses knew the traditions of the Egyptians, but Moses was taught straight from God's mouth. Moses talked to God face to face. God taught him and trained him up. Hallelujah. And that's how God is doing some people. Hallelujah. You have to embrace who you are and take the teaching that God is giving you. Hallelujah. And stop trying to go by the traditions of man and wanting so much verification from man, because man can't give you what God gives you. Hallelujah. You don't want a man over you. Hallelujah. Don't be like the children of Israel, where you say, I want a teacher. I want a spiritual father or a spiritual mother to train me up and teach me. Hallelujah. But God want to send you someone that you chosen. He didn't choose, because they're not after his heart. And what we need to understand is that when we're saying after his heart, because he told Saul, I'm going to reveal to you what's in your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He told him he was going to reveal to him what was in his heart. David was chasing after God's heart, because David was ordained to walk in God's will. Hallelujah. Some people's hearts had to been changed to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when we go to 1 Samuel 10, and I'm going to start at verse 1. And then Samuel took a vow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in 1 Samuel 10, 9-27, it say, and they were going down to the end of the city, and Samuel said to Saul, be it the service to pass before us. And he passed on, but stand you still a while, that I may show you the word of God. Hallelujah. So he told him, send your servants on his way. I need to just be with you so I can show you the word of the Lord. And one thing we need to understand, when Samuel first said to Saul, he said, I'm going to show you what's in your heart. And then he said, stand still, send them away, and I'm going to show you the word of the Lord. When God shows us the word, he shows us what's inside of our heart. Hallelujah. Some of you need to go through the process where God is showing you what your heart, what's inside of your heart, by showing you the word of God. Hallelujah. And he's showing you what's in your heart. Hallelujah. What you're called to do. If your heart is chasing after him, what is the different things? What he needs to transform and mold you into. Hallelujah. And then it says, and then Samuel took a veil of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, it is not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance. It says, it is not because the Lord has anointed you. Hallelujah. You need to realize that Saul was not there because the Lord anointed him. He was there because the children of Israel chose him. Hallelujah. But the God allowed him to go through the process. Hallelujah. You have to realize sometimes when you go into positions and you ask for people, it's not because the Lord anointed them to be there. God allowed them to be in that position. God allowed his hand to be there with them, but it's not alignment with God's will. See, God don't force his will on us. Hallelujah. You have to make sure you're in alignment with God's will and you're speaking what he wants. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God just showed me that. He's been speaking to me about something, and it's a situation that I was strong about before, and it's just been coming on me heavy. And when God got to giving me this message, he confirmed with me, see, that's what you wanted. And I was letting you have it, but you got a piece where you got to the point when you said, Lord, I want your will, and you follow me. You pulled away from what you wanted and went after my will. Hallelujah. Thank you. But I was going to let you have what you wanted because it wanted you too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to realize we have to follow God's will. When you are departed from me today, then you shall find two men and wretch and an inspector in the border of Benjamin at Ziklag, and they will say to you, the asses which you seek are found, and lo, your father has left care of the asses and sorrow for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then shall you go forth from there, and you shall come to a plain of Tabor, and you shall meet you three men going up to God at Bethel, and carrying three kids, and another carrying loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they shall salute you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall receive in your hand. And after that shall you come to the hill of God, where it is Gershon and the Philistines, and it shall come to pass when you are come to that city that you shall meet a company of prophets coming down from a high place with a pastry and a tabla and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them and shall be turned into another man. Hallelujah. We need to pay attention. He said, now you shall come up, the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you, will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, and you shall be turned into another man. Hallelujah. He said, you shall prophesy with them and be turned into another man. So by God, in fact, he wasn't anointed by God. It wasn't because the Lord has anointed you to captain over the heritage. It's because the children of Israel. But God had to turn him into another man. Hallelujah. God had to turn him into a man that was, for one, he had to put him in alignment with what he said he was going to do. Just like when you read about Judah, when it says that Jesus, I can't remember what chapter, I believe it's in Matthew, when Jesus was talking, and he was at the Passover, and he was then, no, it's in I believe it's John 13. I'll get back with that. I don't want to say the wrong chapter. But it was when Judah Isler, he was getting ready to betray Jesus. And say the first time Judah Isler had in the devil had entered his heart and had turned his heart to betray Jesus. And then Jesus told him what he was going to do. And then the devil possessed him. The devil came inside of him and got him to actually do it. Hallelujah. And that's just like right here. God was turning his heart. Hallelujah. He was letting him know that your heart was not with me. Now I'm about to turn you into another person. Hallelujah. But I'm about to have you do what I spoke into existence, because my word never comes back void. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You was coming here just looking for something that was lost. Hallelujah. But I chose you to do what the children of Israel wanted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your intentions were just to come and get your father's thing. But one thing we need to understand, Samuel told him everything. He said, the things that you came looking for, now your father is sorrowful for you. You're going to meet some prophets, and when you come, you're going to prophesy, and you're going to transform into another person. Hallelujah. Another man. And let it be when these signs are come to you that you do occasions that as occasion serve you, for God is with you. Now God is with you. Hallelujah. Because he turned you into another man. Hallelujah. Now the Spirit of the Lord is on you. Hallelujah. Just like you said, the first man was a living soul, and the second Adam was a life-giving spirit. Hallelujah. That's a whole nother teaching. I don't want to go into another thing because there's so much meat in that. Hallelujah. And it said, you shall go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down to you to offer burnt offering and sacrifice a peace offering 7 days shall you tarry till I come to you, and you shall see what you want to do. And it shall be so that when you have turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. It said God gave him another heart. Hallelujah. See, his heart wasn't after God at that time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's just like Judah. Judah's heart wasn't after God. Hallelujah. Judah's heart was after what he wanted. Judah was about himself. He was about the money. Hallelujah. And say, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? His heart was after money. His heart was after what he wanted. And that's why the devil had entered his heart, and then he finally possessed him. Hallelujah. Thank you. But when he thought about what he did, he wanted to repent, and he tried to take back the money, but he had went too far. Hallelujah. He didn't know how to come and ask for forgiveness and repent, and that's a whole nother teaching on his own, and I will teach about that one day when the Spirit releases everything forward. And you shall come, and behold, a company of prophets shall meet you and prophesy among them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because it says God will give you another heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And all those signs shall come to pass that day. He was saying all them signs shall come to pass that day. And when they came there to a city, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets. Then the people said one to another, which is this that come to the son of Cush? Is Saul now among the prophets? Now, this is what the people said. God never said Saul was a prophet. Hallelujah. But the people got to say that Saul was a prophet because they chose him. Hallelujah. See, some of you are allowing people to put you in positions that you would not call to be put into. Hallelujah. First, they asked for you. Hallelujah. Because they didn't want to just truly submit to God. A lot of people really don't want to submit to God. They don't want to get understanding from God. They don't want to understand his voice and get a relationship with him. Hallelujah. So they asking God for him. God turned his heart. Hallelujah. And then people want to say, name him as a prophet, and he wasn't a prophet. God put him to be a king over them. Hallelujah. See, sometimes people want you to be in a position, and then they get you, and then they finally get you, and then they want to put so many different titles and labels over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to learn to submit to God. We got to learn to submit to God, because people will have you doing things that you ain't called to do. People will pray you into positions that you're not called to be prayed into. But if you submitted to God, if you know God, if your heart is chasing after him, can't nobody put you nowhere you're not called to be. Because God will not allow that to happen, because God is fighting your battles. Because now they're coming against God. Because now they're trying to get him to turn his back on you. And you something that will never come back void. Because you're his word and flesh. And God's word will never come back void. So what he said to you never come back void. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. David was someone that's chasing after his heart. The Lord said, you look on the outer confidence and the height, but I see what's in the heart. Hallelujah. But the Lord looks on the heart. That's why God had to change Saul's heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they talked about, was he among the prophets and all the different things. And Samuel and Saul finally came to his uncle and was talking to his uncle. Just because of time, I'm not going to read all this. And I'm going to go to 17 to say, and Samuel called the people together to the Lord at Mizpah and said to the children of Israel, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt and delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians and out of the hands of all the kings and them that oppress you. And you have this day rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations, and have said to them, nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore present yourself before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands. Hallelujah. And when Samuel had called the tribes, and he had got all of them together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And verse number 24 say, and Samuel said to all the people, see you him whom the Lord hath chosen, that there is none like him among the people. And all the people shouted and said, God save the king. And then Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom and wrote it in a book and laid it before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. And Saul also went home to Gilgal, and there he went with him a band of men whose heart God had touched. Hallelujah. And there was a whole bunch of people that went with him who God had touched. But the children of Bilgal said, how shall this man save us? And they displeased him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace. Hallelujah. So it was people that didn't like him. It was people that didn't receive him. God said, I gave you what you wanted. God revealed to them how he delivered them out of all the situations. They still didn't pay attention. You asking for something. God is showing you that I'm the one that delivered you. I'm the one that brought you out of here. I'm going to give you what you asked for, but you're not going to, but you still not receiving me. You're rejecting me. See, people that took the scripture when it say ask, seek, and not. Hallelujah. People ask. People say God's going to give them the heart desires. God, when God says he's going to give you the heart desires, it's about his will and it's about his way. It's not what your selfish mind and your selfish heart want, but it's about God's will and his way. Hallelujah. Get to know the Lord. Get to know your Father. Submit to him and come back to him. Hallelujah. Repent of you turning and wanting someone else to be over you, and allow God and the Holy Spirit to teach you and take you to the level where he called you to be. Hallelujah. I thank you for joining me on God's Holy Message tonight. I pray you receive the word. I pray you go deeper inside of your Father. Hallelujah. Don't choose no man over God. Ask God to teach you. Ask God to have his way in your life. Tell him you want nobody before him, just him, and God will change. You want to be a man chasing after his heart. You want to be a representation of his heart because Jesus was, and we're called to be conformed to the image of him. We're called from chasing to being. I love you. God loves you more. Love harder, brave and harder. Hug, love, my love.